You're listening to the All Figured Out podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Barr. As a career coach for parents, a mom, an entrepreneur, and someone who spent 10 plus years in the corporate world, I still don't have it all figured out. And maybe you don't either. In this podcast, I'll share tools and strategies that I use with my clients. And in the many areas where I don't have things figured out, I'll be bringing you some amazing guest experts to help us fill in the gaps. So tune in each week as we explore how to make career and life decisions that truly work for you, your family, and your big goals. Let's make moves. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the All Figured Out podcast. I am your host, Andrea Barr. Thank you so much for coming back, tuning in today. It is so good to be back on the microphone. I took a bit of a break from podcasting, as you maybe noticed. There was a couple weeks there that I was not putting out episodes. I was watching my best friend get married. I was back in Ontario visiting family, having a wonderful time soaking up these summer months, these short summer months that we get here in Canada. So thank you for coming back, tuning in today. Feel invigorated, and I'm so excited to be putting out episodes for you weekly once again. So as I said, I took a little bit of an unexpected break, and it's really nice to be coming back to a return to work, which is what we'll be talking about today. So as most of you know, or perhaps you don't, I am an entrepreneur. I am a career coach for parents. I have this podcast, and I also do curriculum design, where I support people in creating programs that they have or ideas and thoughts around some sort of program or idea that they want to bring out into the world. Say it's a group coaching program, a community, a course. I do curriculum design for that as well. So I wear kind of a few different hats, and I have also had another baby. So I am a mom of two now. I have a son who is just 5 months old, almost 5 months old, and a daughter who is 2.5. And so I have been exploring since coming back from my little vacation. I've been exploring this return to work. And so I am in the thick of it. And I thought no better time than in the messy and beautiful moments of this return to work, why don't I record an episode on how things are going, how I'm figuring it all out, and share that with you today. So in this episode, I just want to give you that little sneak peek into what my very gradual return to work has looked like so far, including the lead up, some of the decisions that I've been making in the process, what's been going well, and of course, what I am still trying to figure out. And looking back at episode 11, where I actually talked about getting pregnant and what my initial thoughts were on managing life and career and everything like that, it's really interesting to just kind of see where my head was at then, which feels like a million years ago, versus how things have transpired today. So let's hop right into it. This is just going to be a short and sweet kind of update, chatty episode. And I will just start off by sharing a bit about my postpartum experience. So I know I did record an episode a few weeks back when Brody, my son, was quite little, and I just shared just a few, you know, few thoughts on those early days. I think I blacked out when I recorded that. No idea what I said. I'm actually a little too scared to look back, to go back and listen, because who even knows what I said? But hey, good on me for doing it, for recording it. But now that I'm 5 months postpartum, I'm feeling like I've got my feet under me a little bit more. Sidebar, I think it's so funny how there's like the fourth trimester and it's only 3 months long, I think it is. I really think that we should be given the grace of the fourth trimester being at least a year, because there's that moments where I'm like, wow, I'm still not a functioning member of society yet. And then other days I feel like a badass. So anyways, those are my thoughts on that. But my postpartum experience this time around has been pretty well night and day. So if you listen to my episode 21 with my husband, Scotty, we talk about, and he shares his health journey that he was going through before we had our daughter, Addie, and kind of in the early days of Addie being born as well. And it was such a wild ride. It was such a scary time that no wonder I look back at that time and think, holy smokes, I was not okay. I am going to be fully, fully transparent. I'm a pretty open book. Once Scotty's health started to kind of turn a positive corner and he was on the right track, I then started to crash and burn a little bit. So Addie was born in February, and my husband just got, Scotty just got out of the hospital like 10 days before she was born. And then in the early days of her, being around, he was back in the hospital quite a bit. And so come that, I think it was that July. So she was born in February. Come that July, he started to be feeling better and doing better. And it was all great and positive. And I think that was my moment of being like, and now I'm allowed to crash. So definitely my mental health took a real turn. I think up to that point, I was really running on adrenaline. And then cue Scotty starting to feel and do better, I just tanked. And so I remember being in my doctor's office, and it wasn't that moment of like me in hysterics crying. Like, it didn't look like it always looks in the movies or books or whatever. I remember just being like jittery and anxious. Like, my eyes were kind of like darting around. I felt like I was just looking for like a bear at every corner. Like, my adrenaline was just so high, and the cortisol, like the stress hormone in my body, I could literally feel coursing through my veins. But I remember also just being kind of at the same time kind of blank. Like, she was like, how are things going? And I was like, yeah, good. But I could hear in my own voice, like, I was not good. So long story short, we did a bit of an assessment, and she was like, I think you're suffering from some like pretty serious anxiety, which there was not a surprise there. And I was a bit depressed as well. And so I personally am a huge advocate of mental health, and I just don't think it's anything to mess with. And I knew for me personally, per her recommendation, that trying out a medication was probably going to be a good thing. I had really, I had big hopes. I was really excited to just feel more like myself. And I am happy to report that it did just that. Anytime I've shared my experience with going on antidepressants with other friends, or getting, medication support for the postpartum experience, I always just share it from my own personal experience. And the way I describe it to friends is just that it didn't make me feel different. It just made me feel like myself again, which was such an incredible feeling. Like, when you lose that, you just don't realize how, grateful you are when you have it, and how wonderful it is to feel like yourself. And I don't know if there's anyone listening who's gone through that experience of being like, whoa, I just don't feel like myself. And sometimes when you're in it, you don't know that you don't feel like yourself until you come out the other side and you're like, whoa, that was not me. Like, I was not feeling okay. So I'm just sharing all this because this was my experience the first time around. And then when I got pregnant, my doctor said, I'd actually really like to keep you on this medication and keep you on it through your postpartum for your second baby. And so we did just that. Of course, I was a bit apprehensive. I did a bit of research. She shared research with me around, the safety and efficacy of that. And again, from my own personal experience, and I'm not a doctor, I'm not giving any sort of advice to you, but it has worked really well. And I feel like given me this protective layer around maybe some of the triggers that I had from my postpartum experience last time, just around, Scotty wasn't doing well. And sometimes I have flashbacks of some of that stuff. And so I think having this, for me, this protective layer of the medication and counseling and, all these really wonderful additions to my toolkit have really made this postpartum experience night and day. So my love and the experience last time was so high with Addie. So I'm not saying that it was actually a bad experience, if you can believe that. But this time it's just felt so much more calm. And so I share all this because it has made me feel more capable and excited and willing to get back to work a little bit sooner than I thought, actually. So when I was pregnant, I actually had a session with my coach, Jay, and we were chatting all about my pregnancy and what my hopes were for winding down work and then ramping back up and what that might look like. It was something it wasn't anxious about it, but it was something that was really on my mind. And so we spent basically a full day together. I recorded an episode after that as a little debrief, episode 15. And it was an amazing experience where we just got to kind of hash it all out. I got to share what my hopes and dreams were. And what kind of came of that was that I really wanted to just maintain a level of flexibility to just go with the flow and just see what happens, which as an entrepreneur, I do have that ability. If you are somebody who works in a more traditional, corporate environment, for instance, or government or whatever that looks like, there are options available to you, and it's, you know, having to be your own advocate. So I had to advocate for myself in my own business, but I want to give you that courage to, you know, advocate for yourself and what you need based on where you're at in your own postpartum experience and maybe what you're going through, be it positive or perhaps challenging. Yeah. So when I think back on just everything I was thinking about when I was pregnant, I was like, you know what? I think that the summer, especially here in Canada, I was laughing with one of my curriculum design clients. She's from California. And she was like, everybody in Canada just like doesn't work in the summer. And I was like, honestly, it's kind of true because we only have a couple of months where we're not snowed in. It's not raining. It's not cold. And so we live life. So I have been living life. And so when I was preparing for my mat leave, I remember saying to my coach, like, chances are I'm just going to want to be living the summer life, living the summer dream, and maybe I'll start to think about getting back to work in September. And that's pretty well on the money. I did start to actually get back to work within the last few weeks, and that's just taking on a couple clients here and there, and clients who know me already, and clients who were giving me the grace of being able to breastfeed while on a Zoom call, which has been amazing. I'll share some photos soon. I don't think I have yet, but that has been a funny experience. And that actually worked quite well, feeding Brody while on Zoom calls. Like, he'd just be out of the frame. We'd still be working. I'd be typing and things like that with one hand. And my clients are amazing, and they loved it. Now, it stopped working when Brody got a little too interested in the conversation. So the second that one of my clients would start talking or he'd hear me talk, he'd look up and think that we were talking to him, and he'd start giggling. So that was short-lived, but it was fun while it lasted. So like I said, I'm about 5 months postpartum, and I'm just starting to get back into work now. And it has been really interesting. I think, like my first time going back to work, where I was going back to my corporate job, I have talked about this in previous episodes, I was doing all the things. Like, I was like, okay, I'm gonna like do my ideal schedule template, the one that I talk about a lot on my social media. I'm gonna really like talk to Scotty. We're gonna communicate. We're gonna be thinking about like all the things to make this work. And then you have to just go out and try it and just see what's working and what's not. And so for us, we have, you know, a couple of things that have been working out really well have included our childcare situation. So we had the foresight, and I will add the privilege, to have childcare that works really, really well for us, where we have a nanny. Doesn't matter why, but I like to share, like, we did get the nanny originally because of my husband's health history, and it's actually worked out. It's been such a blessing. Like, it's worked out so well for us and our family, and especially with my husband and I actually both work for ourselves. And so this has been a way better, more flexible solution for us, where sometimes our hours are a little bit different, or just for a variety of reasons, it's just worked really well. So we were doing a nanny share, and that naturally came to an end, and we were about to look for another family to share with. And then we got pregnant, and there was just some, call it a hit of intuition, or I don't know what it was, but Scotty and I looked at each other and we're like, this timing just seems too strange. Like, do we look for another family to share with, or do we actually think about keeping the nanny on just for ourselves and kind of having that supportive container so that when we have a second baby, the nanny can be helping out with that. And it gives the flexibility for both Scotty and I to return to work in a way that kind of works for our family. So that foresight was huge, and it has just added, oh my gosh, talk about a protective layer of, you know, mental health stuff, like having her support. She is an incredible human being. She loves our daughter so much. She is another member of our family. And it's just worked so incredibly well to just give me a bit of that, you know, extra time and space to maybe pass Brody over to her for just like a short snuggle or whatever while I do something. That's been amazing. But more so, it has been this ability to return to work in a way that I really want to. So like I said, I've been taking on clients a few hours here and there, and that's been great. And I've just been playing around with scheduling, honestly. So there's no perfect science to it. I don't think there's ever a perfect science to how you return to work and when and what that looks like. But it's been really, really great to play around with that. So what I've started to realize is I really wanted to protect our nanny's time with Addie, our daughter, in the morning. They always go out and do fun adventures. They meet up with other kids in the neighborhood. They go to playgroups. Like, they just have so much fun. And I didn't want them to be nap-trapped with Brody in the house and for Addie to kind of, you know, be stuck at home and not get to have that social time and them get to see all their friends and do all their fun adventures. And so the mornings are kind of time for Brody and I to hang out together. And that's been wonderful. And what's actually been working well is the afternoons. So Addie does still sleep. She has a nap in the afternoon from about, you know, like 1 to 3 or sometimes 4. And so our nanny has the, you know, a bit of time. And so I can pass Brody over to her. He gets some snuggles and some loving from somebody else other than me. And then I get to plug into a bit of work. So that has been wonderful. And that's been working really, really well for us. Another thing that's been working well is having a baby that sleeps well. So I have to call that out, that he is an incredible sleeper overnight. He has gotten into his little nap routine. Like, there's no schedule yet. I mean, he still kind of just can stay awake for as long as he can stay awake. And then he starts to get a little cranky and he goes down. But he does like to sleep, much like his sister and his parents. So that has been really wonderful. And it's just another factor. Like, if you are not functioning because you're not sleeping at night, then like an 18 month or however long the mat leave needs to be, that's how long it needs to be. But for me, I do feel fresh enough to work a little bit here and there. And so that has also been working very well. And my mental health and support from Scotty. So again, like, it's just such a different experience this time around. Last time, Scotty was healing physically and emotionally himself from the trauma of what happened through his, you know, surgical journey. And he gave as much support as he possibly could, which was a ton, especially in the state that he was in. But you know, there was just like little things that I really had to cover in our house, and I had to kind of be the point person for everybody. And so having that additional support has been really amazing, as well as having my mental health this time. I just feel like a totally different person, like I was talking about. So that is what has been going really well, and it's been a lot of fun. What I'm still trying to figure out. So if I were to ask myself that question, like I ask all my guests, what am I still trying to figure out? I mean, so much. You think that you have a baby already, and so you're like, oh, I've got this. But every baby is different. Every situation is different. The moon is different. You know, just the world is different. And so I have been very humbled to just have to check myself and say, yeah, I don't know it all. And I'm still leaning on, you know, friends and family members to ask questions. I forget so much from that first time around, by the way. Like, you think that you're like, oh, I've done this before. It's going to be the same. Oh my gosh. First of all, I don't remember anything. I'm like, oh my gosh, he can, like, he's not rolling over yet. Huh. I wonder when that happens. Or, oh my goodness, he can hold his head up. That seems so advanced. I don't remember the milestones. So that's been kind of fun to relive that, almost like I'm new. Yeah, that's been fun. I feel like I just actually lost my train of thought. This is part of it. This is real life, my friends. Feeling like you're doing well and you're on a roll, and then you just totally lose your train of thought. Anyways, what I'm still trying to figure out. I'm still trying to figure out so much. The balance of mat leave. It's actually such a funny thing. I didn't expect this to be something that I would be thinking about so much, but there's this belief, maybe it's on social media or just this fantasizing of what a maternity or paternity or parental leave should look like. And it's like, I'm going to be out for lunch every day and doing yoga with my baby on my back and like doing handstands or whatever. And I think, like, I've learned in life so many times over, there's, you know, expectation versus reality. We really need to just check how much we expect or how much we are shoulding. So like, I should be doing this on mat leave, or I should be doing that, or what a mat leave looks like is. I've really had to check that and just say that every person's journey, to myself, I've been saying, every person's journey is so different. My journey is so different. And I'm just going with it. I'm just going with the flow. I'm really trying to check my expectations of what I think a mat leave should look like, of what I think I should be doing, what my days should be looking like. And I'm actively working on that, because there are days where I'm like, but should I even be working? Like, this seems a little crazy. You know, there's only so many times in your life where you get the grace from other people that you don't have to be working, and that's cool. But then I also have to coach myself around that and say, yeah, but that's based on some like really, you know, old school mentality or this like really structured way of looking at what work looks like, what mat leave looks like. And my situation, like everybody's, is different. And so I have been, I've been working on that. And I've been letting myself just think about like, you know, if I want to have a day where I'm like, okay, I'm going to do like the typical mat leave things. I'm going to go for lunch with a friend who has a baby. I'm going to, you know, go to the baby, the mom and baby strength class, which has been really fun. And I'm going to do those things. And then those will be in the morning. And then in the afternoon, I'm going to hop on a call with a client. So like, why can't I have both? And I'm starting to realize and figure out that I think I can, but this leads me into my next piece that I'm figuring out is my schedule. And so as usual, I think this is just such a topic. It comes up with every single client that I work with is around like, what is the schedule that you want for your day to day? It's all well and good to come up with these huge goals for our future. And like, what do you want your career to look like one day? But if you're not enjoying the day to day, if you're not enjoying minute to minute, hour to hour, like the things that you're doing in your day, then it's, you know, what's it all about? Like, what's it all for? Our lives are made up of the moments and the minutes and the hours in our day. I could, you know, preach on that for a while, but this is something I'm definitely having to remind myself is just coming up with a schedule, checking back on the schedule, dreaming up what this ideal schedule looks like, and doing so with my partner, with Scotty, because this is a partnership and our schedule is very much intertwined. So that is what I am still trying to figure out. And what Scotty and I have started doing is actually chatting once a week. So we've got our administration days back in the books. So every Friday morning or Thursday evening, we will have just a bit of an admin chat. We talk about anything, any decisions we need to make, any, you know, things that we need to book in, we just look at our calendars and we're like, what's coming up over the next few weeks? What's coming up next week? And so that's been a big topic is what do we want our weeks to look like? How busy do we want them? How full, how much white space do we want? And that sort of thing. So those are the things I'm trying to figure out. And those will probably be pieces of life that I will be forever, you know, working to not figure out because I don't think there's ever an end date, but just, yeah, continue to work on. But I didn't want to end there. I want to end on what I'm celebrating. I am celebrating having work that I absolutely love, getting to sit in my basically pajamas. I think I put on a necklace, but I'm pretty well in my pajamas at home, getting to talk to you parents who are working, who are trying to figure it all out as well, who are motivated and excited. And I just love this platform. I'm so honored anytime one of you messages or I get to, you know, I'm at a party and one of you, like my friends or something like that, is like, hey, loved that episode on this. And it sparks a really cool conversation apart from just, you know, how's your day? How's your week? How's work going? Like meaningful conversations that are sparked from this platform has been so incredible. And I'm just celebrating the amazing clients I get to work with as well. I've had some career coaching introductions where I've just met a few people who are just killing it and they just want to excel and they want to be better and they want to figure out how they can optimize their lives and their careers and all of that. And so I am celebrating you. I'm celebrating this beautiful work that I get to do. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. Thanks for tuning back in. I'm so pumped to be bringing you a fresh new batch of episodes with some amazing, amazing guests and stories that we have on deck, as well as some of these solo episodes sprinkled in there as well. So if you ever have anything that you want to have talked about on the podcast, whether it's from me in a solo episode, or if you've got any guest recommendations, I am all ears. I am scheduling a few months out now, which is so exciting. So please drop me a DM on Instagram. I'm at Andrea Bar Coaching, and I would absolutely love to hear from you. Thanks again for listening, and I will chat with you next week. Thank you for listening. You can access all resources mentioned in this episode via my website, andreabarr.com/podcast. And let's chat on Instagram. I'm at Andrea Barr Coaching, and I reply to every DM I get. If you loved this episode, don't forget to quickly hit that button on your podcast app to give me a 5-star rating and drop in a review. It would truly mean the world. And if you're like me and love to share things that you love, send this episode to a friend who you think would appreciate this topic. Thanks again for listening, and I'll chat with you next week.